Hey, it's Zach from The Thang. Appreciate you listening to the podcast. If you get a chance, rate this thing, subscribe to it, all that different stuff. We would love it if you did that. Now, enjoy.
Hey. WXLKHD. Rono.
So, how's it going?
And
jeez.
I'm here.
What is going on?
I made it in this morning.
We're still here.
Mm-hmm.
What is, this is something. Here in the universe.
It's more than nothing right now.
Ay-ay-ay.
It's more than nothing. It has increased from nothing.
If you missed any of the news from yesterday, we'll give you the short version. Everything's canceled, I think, in the universe.
Yeah.
We'll figure it out.
Wow.
Or we won't.
I don't know. I know. And that's,
thank
you
for those choices.
Yeah. It's interesting. And of course, we're going to be here, you know, and try to give you as helpful as information as possible through God knows what the heck is going on. We're going to try to laugh and do fun things and play the backwards game. But I'll also be honest with y'all. And Monica and I and Antoine, too, we're all talking about this right beforehand. And it's sort of like, what is this?
Yeah.
Like, what are we doing here?
I've been flip-flopping on how I feel about it.
Yes.
Because not that I don't care. I haven't paid attention to the corona.
Mm-hmm.
But I've been like, okay, it's like the flu. All right, got it. Whatever.
Yeah, peace out.
You get it. What are you going to do? Okay. But then it has transformed into everything's been shut down. Uh-huh. Okay. I pick up my phone. This has been canceled. Kids are out of school. I'm like, kids out of school, we're doing this. What is happening to the world? Like, what is going on? So now, how should I prepare? How should I feel about this? What are we doing?
You don't really think about it until it hits home.
Yeah.
Until it hits something that, you know, really matters to you. Like, for
until
you
it's
guys.
Until something that disrupts your life.
Like, your kids may be home every day. For
and
me,
what do we do?
I lost basketball. So, like, it's very, I'm very stressed out right now.
I know. You start thinking to yourself, okay, well, if I'm quarantined for 2 weeks, I'll just sit home. I'll watch. Oh, God, there's nothing on.
There's nothing on.
I have one of my girlfriends in North Carolina. She's done her grocery shopping and prepared to, like, just be home for a few weeks. And I'm like, she's prepared to be home for a few weeks.
Yeah.
And she's in North Carolina. That's next door, you know? So it's like,
am I supposed to prepare to be home for a few weeks?
Hey, what's on your list?
I started to reach out and ask, so what did you put on your list? Like, send me your grocery list.
Sure. And then you start thinking about this, and you see in the news, and you think, all right, these stupid people and their hoarding of toilet paper, and what has gone wrong with all of us? And then you think, well, I should probably buy some toilet paper, you know, if I'm going to be home for a while.
As I was leaving the house this morning, I was like, how many rolls do I have? One, two. If I use that soft paper towels, it won't scratch.
Right. Yeah.
I think it'd be good if we have, like, one real true source.
One voice
for the corona. Mm-hmm. You know, like
Corona.
Joe Corona. Where's Joe Corona?
Who are you?
Get him out here.
Josephina, we need you to talk to us. Let us know what's the facts of
this?
Like, what's going on?
You see, now that even, again, it just to be completely real, you think, okay, yes, great idea. So I get this article here of cutting through the noise to get to the facts about the coronavirus with an infectious disease expert. And then I read the bullet points, and they kind of make me scared a little bit. So then I'm afraid to read them. You know what I'm saying?
It's just,
he's an infectious disease guy, so I'll just read them. I'll read them.
Oh,
because
boy.
This is what it says.
I don't know if I want to hear it.
I don't know if I do. Yeah.
But if I say that, then that's not responsible either.
It's not responsible
it's
at
not.
All. I'm going to plug my ears. Go.
He was on the Joe Rogan podcast.
Oh, yeah.
And he said, all right. And this one I had been aware, you know, coronavirus is not going away anytime next week. He says the next 3 to 6 months could be like this.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, this is not is going to blow over in a week or whatever. So then you start thinking, okay, here we go.
Yeah.
And then he says this pandemic could be 10 to 15 times worse than a bad flu season. And that starts to, you know, make you a little uneasy. And he's projecting 96 million cases worldwide.
Whoa.
That's a
big
lot.
Number.
Yeah.
That's a big number. Right
that's
there.
A big number.
There are about 4 days between when you breathe in and contract the disease and when you show symptoms, and you are contagious during those times. And the primary method for transmission is breathing. So it really is someone breathing on you.
In your space.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Breathing
and
in your space.
And how do you prevent that?
Yeah.
I mean, I was standing in line to get my, you know, get my salad yesterday for lunch, and there was a guy leaning on my shoulder. I'm like, he is in my space. I do the elbow thing where I poke my elbows out.
Uh-huh.
You know? So he can back the bleep
give,
up.
You
give know,
you a
back
bubble.
Up.
You make a bubble.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I think really that's all we can do. Make a bubble. Please talk with your hand over your mouth or something
don't
like that.
Don't be rude.
Don't be rude.
Don't be rude. Just don't be sneezing out into the air and coughing into the air. Don't be rude. You get
please don't
for
cough
that
into my general direction.
Yes.
And we'll go from there. So we'll be vigilant and aware. Antoine says there's a difference between panic and preparation.
Yes, we need to be prepared, not panic.
And I get that, but I just need to know a little bit more to really adjust my feelings.
Okay.
About the corona. Right. I need to adjust some things, but I don't know what and how much.
And like I was saying, like being panic isn't going to help anything because most of the irrational decisions happens when somebody's in high panic mode.
Freaking
out. But I'm a panicker, so I can, that's already, it's automatic.
I have flown with you.
Yeah,
I understand.
Yeah. Yeah,
it's great news. Let's look at the power of good here, Monica. You don't have to fly anywhere for a while.
Oh, my gosh. Really? I see that. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I canceled a trip already because the trains and stuff going to D.C. and New York.
Yeah. I mean, it makes sense. Antoine has said, we need to start using Corona for the power of good, and we can't have any meetings.
No.
No meetings.
All meetings have to be canceled.
Skype me.
Don't even do that.
Skype.
Send me an email.
Yeah, email me.
Sum it up.
Email, yes.
Sum it up.
Even Skype, because I don't know if you breathe extra hard and it goes through the Skype.
Yeah, exactly. I don't know how technology
can't
works.
Can't take that chance right now.
The Skype Corona. Mm-hmm.
Miss Monica's Diamond of the Day.
They don't even have his name. They call him a little turd.
The little turd.
They call him a little turd. Yeah, a little middle school turd is what they call him.
Let's hear him out first. Let's hear him out.
Okay, so he's at school with the coronavirus it's a serious thing that's going on here. There's no sanitizer, anything like that. Well, this kid says, I got a lot of sanitizer.
Oh.
So, if you want some sanitizer, you can get some of my sanitizer for 50 cents a squirt.
Oh, 50 cents
a business word.
Yeah.
I like him.
He's got a
monitor. I like him.
So he's walking around school and he's collecting money. And of course, he made $9 before he was stopped and he was expelled.
Expelled. Yeah. I feel like that was a bit drastic.
For selling sanitizer, squirts of sanitizer.
For being an entrepreneur.
Yes.
They are crushing his.
But
I can't believe this.
This is his moment. So you know what? When he grows up, he'll be like, it started from something. And so now
put
I'm
that
a CEO
kid on Shark
of a company.
Tank.
Yes.
That seems like an extreme reaction unless he was also a bad kid who was fighting or something else.
Because, sanitizer had cocaine or something.
Like I said, they call him a turd. So he probably was always up to something. But yeah.
Because I would say, and correct me if I'm wrong or text in to 52353. I feel like we all, no matter how old you are, I don't care if you're 9 years old right now or 90. When you are in school or currently in school, there's always at least one kid who sells stuff.
Yes.
Stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Whatever it is.
We were talking off air yesterday about how we would go buy big bags of candy.
Uh-huh.
And then take it to the school.
And sell it by a piece.
And sell it by the piece.
I did it with the Warheads.
That's what you do.
Ah, I see what this is. So this Purell kid who's been expelled, he will have a career as a morning radio
host.
That's
it.
That's where we all end up.
Yeah.
Entrepreneur land.
And his dad said, I did let him keep the $9 and he purchased some Doritos and a kebab. So he had a nice little snack.
$9. So he only got 18 squirts before they shut down
operation?
Yeah,
they shut him down quick.
Shut him down hard.
Yo, they're some haters.
Yep.
And they are.
I bet you the principal was like, you get over here and sort of rubbed his hands on the kind of stuff at the
Give
same time.
Give me that
time.
Sanitizer.
Because look at it this way.
Because they took it away, right? They kept it.
They obviously didn't have any sanitizer. Yeah. The kid was open.
Wow.
For
expelled.
A price.
That's extreme.
Bring in the house.
All currently still here.
Alive. We just over here being scared,
Yeah, I'd like to report that I've had a cough for about 2 months. So if you hear me cough, don't freak out.
Okay,
don't hit you or anything, don't hit them.
You're
so
fine.
I forgot to tell you guys this. So last night at the Harlem Globetrotters game, I was thinking about that, coughs and sneezes out in public. So I'm sitting on the bench waiting for the game to start. And anytime before I perform or do anything, I do get always a little scratch in my throat or whatever. And I'm sitting there.
It's like a nerve thing.
Yeah. And there are kids beside me and older people beside me. And I almost died from trying to hold the cough in because I didn't want to be judged. So I'm sort of I'm okay.
It is like that. Because it's funny you say that because my hairdresser, she flew out to Texas and she said, walking through the airport, she was eating some chips and she got choked on her chip.
Uh-huh.
And she started to cough and she said, everyone started to look at me. I'm like, girl, they were going to call the police, TSA, get her.
And you're like, oh, it's a chip. And you think, liar.
I'm coughing on a chip.
It's a chip called Corona.
Yeah.
Put a helmet on her. I don't know what's going on over there. All colleges are doing online classes.
I know.
So, this is not news to you if you are one of those kids.
Yeah.
And you're sleeping because now it's 6:20 in the morning. You don't have to go to class.
That's going
to
be really hard for kids. to come back from spring break and then have to do online classes.
You got to focus. You gotta stay
focused. It's going to be like a longer spring break for you.
I actually have a friend who is a professor in the Penn State system, and he's sitting there going, I got to put all my classes online?
Yeah.
Crap, how do I do that? What
it's,
am I gonna
it's
do?
It's a lot
now?
Of work for everybody
also,
involved.
I mean, with kids like elementary school age, middle school kids, what do you do?
Yeah, like how are you gonna get you can't get a kid to sit down in their desk in class.
I guess
how are you gonna get
to
do it at home?
You're gonna have to figure out a way if you are the teacher that when you are on the video screen delivering the lesson plan, instead of your face, it's Phineas or Ferb.
I was about to say or all of your lessons are TikTok videos. So everything you're teaching is a dance to it.
Right, you're gonna have to figure out how to put your lesson into a Minecraft game.
Yeah,
and they have to find it.
Well, I was already thinking, like, I have a lot of great, you know, nieces and nephews. I was like, maybe I could pay my oldest great nephew. You know, he's 17, about to be 17. So I said, I could pay him to teach the kids. And stay home.
Oh, boy.
like the elementary. I could pay him.
So
we'll
keep you posted. Hey, you know, with all of this stuff going on, there are some amazing deals if you're willing to take the chance. So we'll look into that here in a minute in the Scoopla. In the meantime, Monica and I unearthed an instant classic yesterday, digging in your butt as we were, we were just harassing.
It's a shame.
We're harassing Antoine for the most part. So Antoine and Monica were playing Think Fast yesterday later in the show. And it's one where I shout out a category and then a letter. And I'll just let it take over from there. A gross habit people have.
Oh, no.
This is going to start with the letter D, so get ready for it. That starts with the letter D.
Dig it in their butt.
Dig it in their butt. Yeah.
Correct answer.
Victory.
Yes, I won.
Monica Brooks.
Digging in their butt.
Oh, yeah.
Digging in your butt. Ow.
Sexy. Ow. Ain't nothing wrong.
Digging in your butt.
All night long.
I'm so sorry.
Coronavirus. Oh, man. This might be coming together here. Corona. Pause. What are you doing over there? What's
I'm just
the
trying to figure. Like, what? I'm sitting here
There's
thinking.
There's more in this clip. Yeah.
I'm just sitting here thinking. I'm like. That there's too many syllables to even go with the song doing the butt, but somehow we still got to dig in the butt. Like, I just don't understand anything that happened
that
yesterday.
Like perfect to me. Wait, 2 minutes. Digging in your butt.
Ow.
Anyway, continue.
Nasty. I'm going to back it up so you can hear how great it is.
It's
wrong.
Digging in your butt.
All night long.
I'm so sorry,
coronavirus. Oh, man. This might be coming together here. Coronavirus.
That's why I was like, I've been trying to come up with a song for the coronavirus.
Dirty. Everything wrong.
My brain just doesn't work that way. My brain doesn't work the way Monica's brain works.
Stupid. No.
I would argue that Monica's brain is different.
Yeah. Well, you know what I say to that? Dig it in your butt. Ow. Sexy. I don't see the problem, Antoine.
Oh boy, here we go.
See, it's right there.
This is a jam. Let's take it to
And what's funny is my mother loves this song, the original.
I love this song.
Say Shirley at the end of it.
This is a music lesson right here, because this song is 400,000 years old.
Oh, you can take it to Henry Street next year. Yes. Remix.
A little go-go music. Please don't, guys. Please don't.
Coronavirus. Yeah.
Come on, guys. Have some dignity.
We have none. No, it's fine. Coronavirus.
When you dig too hard, you're out.
I wanna go home.
Oh, no.
This song. So it's called Da Butt.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's by a group called EU, who I believe, did they play Henry Street a few years ago?
I don't know.
I think it was a couple years ago.
Yeah. I think it's Electric Underground is what their name stands for.
I don't know. Just say EU. I have no idea. Let's try. Here we go.
Oh, my God. Please don't.
Digging in your butt.
Ow.
Nasty.
Put your back filled in motion.
Digging in your butt.
I hate you guys so much.
Me too.
I want better for you.
Ain't nothing wrong
if you're digging in your butt. All night long.
Coronavirus. See, I mean, it writes itself. It really does. And instead of having to do the whole song, because I thought about that, I'm like, how are we going to do a whole song and a whole video? And I thought, I don't have to do that in this day and age. 12 seconds on TikTok.
That's all you have to do.
Money-saving tips, life hacks, and the info you need to win the day. The K92 Morning Thing has the Scoopla.
This headline just made me laugh. Because I have a warped sense of humor.
Okay.
And if you ain't laughing, you're crying right now. But it's about how there's some really great deals if you want to travel because of everything that's going on. Yeah. And the headline says, if I die, I die.
Yeah, yeah, I have seen that.
Yeah, young people capitalize on cheap coronavirus flights. And then the quote, if I die, I die.
Yeah, that's what, yeah, YOLO.
Yeah, Ashley Henkel, she's 20. She's booking cheap flights to travel all over the place. And this is her quote. I feel like if the coronavirus would get even more serious and, like, wipe out a large amount of people, I might as well be somewhere having fun.
And, like, like totally do.
Oh, my God. But that's, you know, the airline industry is going to be crushed by all of this stuff. Yeah. I mean, we're talking not since 9/11.
Like everyone.
Everybody.
Yeah, they're all struggling.
Mm-hmm. And 9/11 was different because it impacted this country, but it really only impacted this country for a little bit. And then it trickled back in. This is worldwide. And
think about the cruises. Oh my gosh. They're telling people, do not book a cruise. And, the cruise ships are like, come on.
Yep.
What do we do?
But yeah, here's another one. Coronavirus got boomers stocking their doomsday bunkers. Meanwhile, millennials are online shopping for bathing suits for the Five Island trip they just booked for $130. So. Mm-hmm. There are good deals. Would you take the deal?
I looked. I did look.
I'm looking right now.
So $50 to go to, insert Caribbean island here. I don't really care. Mm-hmm. Beachy island. Bermuda. $50. Did you go right now?
No.
Not right now, no.
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 Well, then you're not going to get the deal.
No, not doing it.
Oh.
No.
This person saved $500 on a trip to the Dominican Republic. They're going in May. So I guess maybe you roll those dice and say, okay, well, in May, maybe it won't be as bad. Or, we'll have some sort of gas mask apparatus that you can wear or something like that. Broadway shows are super cheap right now in New York.
Yes, I did see that.
Mm-hmm.
Well.
Oh, so that appeals to you, is to go to the Broadway show.
I have our first Broadway show this year, so.
You just got to get to New York City.
If no one else is there.
It's true.
It's just me and my bucket of popcorn. Now.
And them performing.
Yep.
Yeah, that's going to be the biggest challenge here is all of the different just industries that run on, people.
Yeah.
Entertainment industry, sports industry, movies, restaurants, and all that stuff. It's going to be very. What are you going to do?
Yeah, I do think that sports, as far as on a professional level, they're pretty good.
Oh, yeah.
Because they make their money from the TV contract. So if the games happen, well, if the NBA, they're struggling right now with suspending the season. But if the games happen, either there's no fans, they still make their money.
Right.
But everything else. Yeah.
Right. But if you are the Salem Red Sox and you start thinking, well, crap, What are we going to do here in a month and when the season's supposed to start?
It's like everything. Like, how do we operate? Like, what's. What do things look like?
I'm going to keep rubbing my temples. I bought some gin and some vodka yesterday, so I'm well stocked.
I'm glad you stocked
really
up.
Explain something.
Yep. I'm glad you stocked up.
I know. I did. I'm prepared, Antoine. I'm prepared.
That's how you prepare?
I'm just. I'm gonna drink a martini. I'm going to listen to country music that just sings about drinking and just, getting on, carrying on. Is that what they do?
Okay.
Fussing and a feuding, all those things. Yeah. Happy place. Going into the happy place. That's what we're going to do.
The backwards game on the K92 Morning Thing.
We're going to go backwards with it. Antoine versus Monica.
Yes.
It's all about St. Patrick's Day. Mm-hmm. That's next week. And, now seems like a pretty good time to just want to kick back and drink.
Until you forget. Yep. Drink until you forget.
Yes.
Isn't it? I'm on board.
I don't know what's going on.
I don't either.
Disney Plus. Yeah. D&D. That's my D&D.
Oh, D&D. There it is. Perfect. Okay, so it's Antoine versus Monica in the game. And I believe you were soundly defeated last time by Monica. Is that correct? You had a very bad day.
I
think you lost a bunch of stuff.
I won one time last week.
Mm-hmm. Well, we'll go with that you lost in this one. So
yeah, I don't
losers
remember.
Sit around. Monica, winners go first here in the game. It is all Irish St. Patrick's Day stuff. We'll flip stuff around backwards. You guys try to talk all backwards, and we will declare a winner in the end. So round one, as we play before, top of the morning.
Okay.
Top of the morning. So we will reverse that, send it the other way, and see what we end up with. Monica will hear it two times, and then she'll try to talk backwards. Top of the morning becomes... Get that little leprechaun sound with it, too.
Okay. don't feel good about that.
I don't either.
Okay, I was going to ask.
I don't feel good about it at all.
Sort of sounded like she was falling up a flight of stairs. That's really the best way describe it.
Okay.
Antoine, top of the morning.
Top of the morning.
Top of the morning becomes this when it's backwards. And then one more time. And then
Nindram and M5.
Okay. Not sure. Sometimes you never know. And you never know which the degree of good and bad. Yes.
Yeah, every time I hear it again, like when you're about to play it again, I'm like, oh, I didn't hear that sound the first time.
Yeah.
I know.
That's in there.
It's funny because you hear it two times and you think, okay, I'm focused. I got this. And then what starts coming out of your mouth, you're like, no.
Stop.
Wait,
stop.
And it
what happened? Yeah, because that's this. Monica got this. Like I said, it sounds like she's falling up a flight of stairs. It sounds like this.
And then drum doodles.
The words just slipped you.
Yep.
Slipped so I will take that. I'll reverse it. We're listening for top of the morning.
This is a good morning.
Well, there's a morning in there.
There's a
morning.
Morning.
Okay.
I like your leprechaun tone.
This is a good morning.
Not bad. I'd buy Lucky Charms from you. Here we go.
Nindram and M5. Ooh, I don't like it now. I like
either.
It worse now.
I know. I was feeling the same way. Top of the morning is...
Fiamma in the morning.
Let's see.
Fiamma in the morning.
Fiamma in the morning.
This is a good morning.
I just like Monica's leprechaun.
Oh,
I have a little leprechaun too, yeah.
Yep. Y'all are similar.
I had better sounds. I had better sounds.
But I just like the way she said hers. So I'm going with that. I would buy Lucky Charms from her before I'd buy them from you.
Fair enough.
So that was round one. But on the bright side, Antoine, as you know, round two.
I'm going to win it.
Yeah, totally fixed. So forward, it is...
Me pot of gold.
Of course.
Me pot of
you
gold.
You find it at the end of the rainbow. Me pot of gold backwards is... Okay. Fun little noise there at the end. Play it one more time.
Ooh. I don't know what happened.
I don't know. I'm not feeling good about that one.
Neither, but it doesn't matter.
Good thing this round is fixed. Yeah. Okay. Monica, forward. We got this.
Me pot of gold.
Pot of gold.
Me pot of gold. We flip it around backwards. What will it sound like? Monica will hear it two times. Time number one is... Time two.
A load for shopping.
Oh, a load for shopping.
Yeah.
Right now, you have to get a load for shopping.
Yeah, you do.
You're stocking up on pasta or whatever it is. You know, if we're going to look at the bright side of the coronavirus, is it might keep us all from going to the gym. And if we're going to be eating stuff out of our pantry, we're just going to have to eat carbs, man. It's going to have to be pasta.
Monica.
Oh, why you
got
to say that?
Don't be shaking your head over there, because when all your cauliflower rice is gone, you're going to have to eat something.
No.
Okay. Pot of gold, or me pot of gold. Antoine's is...
Log font on me.
Yeah. Yeah. I think yours sounded better slash of bad.
Yeah.
Whatever that is.
Me not no fraud.
It was pretty good, actually.
Hi. Yeah, it wasn't terrible.
Yeah, I don't mind
me
it.
For.
A load for shopping.
A load for shopping. We're looking for me pot of gold. I don't see it in there. Let's see what we got.
Me measure full.
Oh, see, I would have won that anyway.
Yeah, I think I flipped it sideways by mistake. Correct. Congratulations. Yeah. All tied up. Third and final round of the backwards game is now. Here we go. Monica Brooks, you'll hear it first. This is what it sounds like forward.
My big shillelagh.
My big
shillelagh.
Y'all know what a shillelagh is? That's that stick. I will actually, you know what, Monica, before you spell it, and Antoine, you can listen to this too. Monica, I will give you $20 out of my wallet if you can correctly spell shillelagh.
There you go.
All right.
Shillelagh. I have no clue how to spell that
one. It's S-H-I-L-L-E-L-A-G-H.
It's stupid.
It really doesn't even look like what it
I would have gotten close until the end.
My big shillelagh.
My big shillelagh. We'll flip it around backwards. Monica will hear it two times, or as she says, shillelagh. Here it is. Time one.
Hillelashgibiam.
Okay. Next one.
Hillelashgibiam.
Hillelashbimlam.
Okay. Not bad, I guess. I don't know. Monica sort of sounded like she was conjuring up a genie of some kind. That's really what it sounded
like.
Aladdin.
Yeah, you were saying it was a spell. You were rubbing the lamp. You were trying to get Aladdin to, the genie to pop out. Antoine, my big shillelagh backwards is...
Hillelashgibiam.
time too.
Healy lishigig meow.
Healy lishigig meow.
It's a cute little noise.
I know.
Excuse me, can I go to the bathroom, teacher?
I'm going through puberty, guys.
I don't understand why that happens to you in this game, but it does, where your voice sounds like you're going through puberty.
My voice, I don't know what's happening.
It's so sweet and innocent. Yeah. Like,
oh, hush.
Forward Antoine's 36 years old. Backward Antoine is 12. I don't know why, but it's what it is. All right, we are listening for My Big Shillelagh. Zim zalabim, here we go. Reverse it around and we get...
My shillelagh.
Oh, the big shillelagh. Look at that.
I'm surprised. My shillelagh.
Because shillelagh is a word that doesn't make sense.
Kind of sounds like it's backward even when you say it, shillelagh. All right, Antoine.
Healy lishigig meow.
So cute at the end. Mom, can I go to the movies with my friends? Here we go. My big shillelagh.
My big shillelagh.
Shillelagh.
Y'all better talk to me nice. Let's you better see. Talk to me nice.
Let's see what we got. I gotta listen to both of them one more time. All right, here we go. Monica Brooks, My Big Shillelagh.
My Big Shillelagh.
Antoine, My Big Shillelagh.
My Big Shillelagh.
Shillelagh? I don't know Shillelagh.
What?
Shillelagh.
Oh, hey, you better.
I don't know Shillelagh.
Hey, let me. Hey.
Shillelagh, who?
You don't even have a B. You're big. My man. You don't even have big. I have big. Come on.
And Shillelagh. The winner is...
My shillelagh.
Correct. Monica Brooks wins. It's so close.
Shillelagh?
Her shillelagh is better than your shillelagh. I'm sorry.
Yeah. My other words are... Okay.
You shillelagh'd, she shillelagh'd. I don't
know. Wow, this is crap.
Tomato, tomato, shillelagh, shillelagh. I don't know.
The K92 Morning Thang. Trending. Top three. Number three.
For the first time ever, Chick-fil-A is going to sell bottles of their dipping sauces.
I heard about that. It's starting in Florida, right?
I believe so. Bottles go on sale next month, but they'll only be in grocery stores in Florida. So there's no word on when Chick-fil-A might take them nationwide.
I know.
But allegedly, they're coming.
It's gonna happen.
And I know, Antoine, you're a lover of the dipping sauces, aren't you?
But I like the dipping sauces for the food with it. Like, for example, I'm a big fan of barbecue sauce from McDonald's, from Chick-fil-A, from Wendy's, but I like it with those nuggets. But like, I've already, like, paired those two, so why am I going to get the Chick-fil-A sauces if I'm not getting Chick-fil-A?
If you need extra sauce, you have it in your fridge.
I guess that's true, because I went to Popeye's the other day, and they are very skimpy on their...
You get, like, two packs.
Popeye. I mean, their barbecue sauce.
You know what? Maybe you're excessive in your barbecue sauce consumption.
Nope.
No, I'm not.
Do you dip and swirl?
That's my answer. No, I am not excessive.
They try to charge you per packet? I'm like, no.
I think most people are excessive with their dipping. I see what y'all do. Y'all like, you do this like dip and scoop as well. You treat it as if it's a spoon.
I do dip and
more
scoop.
More than it is a piece of food.
Well, no. There was one restaurant that was trying to charge for the packets of hot sauce. It's like, no. They cannot be 10 cents per packet or whatever the crap you're trying to charge for that.
Why, were you trying to get extra or they were trying to charge for all of them?
Because two is not enough.
Two is enough.
No, it's not.
No, it's not.
It was not enough.
How much food did you have?
It was like a family deal. And so they gave you like 10, but it was not enough for the family.
Still not enough.
Yeah, and the hot sauce goes to that food.
Okay, I'm sorry, but you're using too much sauce. I'll save you some money.
I'm not going to buy any hot sauce.
No, I'm not saying buy some hot sauce. Don't bother buying the food. Go and only buy the hot sauce, because for 10 cents a packet, it's going to save you a ton of money. And then just scoop it with your finger, since you're not really tasting the food anyway, since you're covering it in the sauce.
I scoop with my finger after I'm finished, when it's still remnants of... food in there.
I wouldn't say y'all are part of the problem, because y'all are the problem. That's what has happened here.
Number two.
That's why they have to do this, to give you your own bottle. Be like, sir, you can get your own bottle, for the love of God. Here's an interesting question that's been circulating. Would you break up with someone because you are not sleep compatible? I say yes.
Well, I was having a conversation with a friend that's married to a woman that snores, and he said if he wakes up in the middle of the night, he can't get back to sleep.
Yeah.
And that, like, puts stress on him, like, mentally and physically.
I've had that with Jared before, when his snoring was really bad. Of course, it changed with Sleep Number. But,
extra plug.
That in. Yeah.
That's right there.
But it was, like, I would wake up, and I'm like, okay, this something has to give here. You have to wake up yourself, and so I can fall back to sleep, and we try to...
Try to bounce out. I need to get to sleep first.
Yeah. So I think if you're earlier in a relationship, because marriage, I mean, you're stuck at this point. but if you can see some of these red flags And it's not just the snoring, because snoring is something that comes and goes and whatever. It's more someone who wants the room to be a different temperature than you. Or someone, again, this one has the mattress firmness, Sleep Number cures that one. Or TV on, TV off. That's a tough one.
Yeah.
My wife likes to put TV on to fall asleep. It makes me stay awake because my brain won't go to sleep. Just wants to focus on whatever it's listening to. And I'm like, my eyes closed and I'm trying. I can just hear. And I'm like, ah, but what happens next? And I don't even care. Like, I don't even like this show. But yeah. So I do think that if you're early enough in a relationship and you're kind of weighing your options, if some of those things are not there, peace out, man. Temperature might be the biggest one.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, when it's too cold, too hot.
Or too hot, yeah.
It's too hot.
I think it's really hard to sleep if you're really hot.
We finally agree now in the house.
Oh, do you?
Yes. And we keep it kind of, it's a little chilly. So we agree on that.
Oh, that's good, because I know for a while it was tough for your husband because it was set on hail.
Yeah. And he said, what's the temperature on? Hail? And that, it was like every day, every day.
And I do think, actually, part of the reason he did not make a big deal out of her stay with you is it's his favorite go-to joke. That's what it is. What's the temperature settle?
Hail.
Thank you. I'll be here all week.
K92. It's another Morning Thang birthday scam. K92 Morning
Thang. So this comes from Kathy, Angela, and Leanne. They are teachers. Zach, we would love it if you could do a birthday scam on one of our coworkers. We are all teachers at name-deleted elementary school, and we could use a little stress release since the school year is in full swing, and there is, and I quote, no end in sight. Can you help us out? Absolutely, I can. You know, parents, we're calling all the time because we got all sorts of issues. Some of them legitimate, like the buses, yikes. Or other times, not so legitimate. But I have some issues with my son. This is too much homework. He's being taken away from his true studies. As we get into the birthday scam, Fortnite homework on the K92 Morning Thang.
Hi, this is Miss.
Yes, hi. My name is Edward. You have my son Carson in your class this year.
Oh yes, hi. It's so nice to talk to you. I met your wife back at school, but I actually don't think you and I have met yet.
Yeah, I haven't been to the school yet, but it's nice to meet you over the phone. So I'm calling because I'd like to talk to you about the amount of homework that Carson has been getting so far from your class, because we are having a really tough time dealing with it right now.
Okay, so what's your actual, like, what is your concern?
Well, here's the issue. It's just a lot of homework, way more than we've ever been used to in the past, and we're talking about sometimes an hour or even more.
Yeah, it, definitely this year is the year where kids are going to be asked to do a lot more homework and projects.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, as they're, you know, they're ready for middle school and high school.
Yeah, but it's like an hour every night, and that's with us helping him.
I mean, that's great that you're helping him. It's just, it's one of those things, once he gets used to the whole new setup, I'm sure it'll get easier.
Yeah, all right, here's the deal. I don't care. This homework is getting in the way of his other learning, and I, as his father, I just cannot have that.
I'm not sure I understand what you mean. What other learning are you talking about? Is he taking some other classes or like after school or something?
Well, they're not exactly classes, but are you familiar with the game Fortnite?
Oh, God, yeah.
Yes. Well, it turns out my son is really, really good at Fortnite. He like doing the orange justice all over people's heads all the time, so I need him to have enough time to develop his skills.
His skills?
Yeah, his skills. Mm-hmm. Right now, I'd like him to have a solid 3 to 4 hours of Fortnite to work on his game, and this homework, frankly, is just getting in the way.
3 to 4 hours a day?
Absolutely. I'd like it to be 5 if possible, but you're stealing an hour with this homework.
Sir, I honestly don't think that much screen time is healthy for a child your son's age. I mean, plus, he certainly needs to focus on schoolwork as he prepares for real life.
Real life. Lady, have you seen the news? Some goofy-looking kid just won $3 million playing Fortnite.
Mm-hmm. No, I didn't see that. He actually won that much money?
Yes, he did.
Wow, I had no idea.
Yeah, and pardon my bluntness, but when's the last time any kid won like $1 million for social studies? Yeah, exactly. So now you see how useless it is when my son is supposed to be a professional gamer when he grows up.
Sir, I'm sorry, but I mean, it's really, I mean, it's unrealistic to think that your son is going to be a professional, like, video game player.
Oh, unrealistic. You know what's unrealistic? Thinking he's ever going to make any money off this goofy new math that you people are teaching him. I mean, what is the deal with this new math? It's all weird now, the way they put it all together. It makes no sense.
I mean, I know it's different, but studies have shown that the new system increases the student's ability to understand the math.
Yeah, whatever. All right, forget the new math. I got simple math for you right now. It's 1 + 2 = $3 million, and I'm going to need you to stop giving my son any homework that gets in the way of that.
Okay, sir, listen, I'm sorry, but I mean, it just doesn't work that way. I can't change the lesson plan for the entire class just for one student.
Oh, no worries there at all. Just don't give him any homework. The rest of the little doofuses, you can give him as much as you want. Actually, it's probably better. It keeps them off the video games and lets my son destroy them when they try to play. So that's a good idea, actually. I like that.
Okay, listen, this call is very, like, bizarre, and I'm feeling like it's not very productive.
See, I feel like it's been very productive.
How so?
Because it's a birthday scam, and it's going very well. Hi, you're on K92 right now. Hi, Jenny.
Wait, the radio station?
Yes, Zach Jackson, K92. Birthday scam, courtesy of Kathy, Angela, and Leanne, your other teacher friends.
Oh, my God. Are you kidding me?
I am not.
They would do something like that. I was literally like, oh, my God, I have such crazy parents again this year. Oh, I can't do it.
K92. Birthday scam. Scam. It's another Morning Thang birthday scam. K92 Morning Thang. Birthday scam. The K92 Morning Thangs. Ghost Hunters.
Just another haunting here on the K92 Morning Thang.
As we say good morning to the ghosted one, Dylan. Good morning, Dylan.
Morning, guys. How you doing?
Doing all right. So Dylan comes to us. I'd say, how you doing? He'll say, well, I'm fine, except for the fact that I got ghosted.
Yeah.
So we're going to find out what happened with you and Tina. And then Tina has agreed to explain to us what went down.
To us.
Yes, to us. Monica's very specific because Monica handles all of these calls. She sets it up. She's like, these are the rules this time. Because sometimes y'all go back and forth.
Yeah.
Other times they want to be in their own soundproof chambers. But Dylan will bring you back for a reaction at the end. Why don't you go ahead and set the scene for us? What are we listening for here? What happened?
Well, I mean, I kind of don't know what happened. Everything seemed fine to me. But yeah, I met Tina at the grocery store, actually.
Really?
Yeah, you know, I guess it happened. like she was wearing yoga pants, and I think she kind of caught me looking, and she didn't mind. And we had sort of a vibe and a little bit of chemistry, so we started talking. We exchanged numbers, texted a few times back and forth, and then we arranged to meet. She wanted to do, like, a coffee date at a Dunkin' Donuts, which I guess is kind of a thing people do now to be careful or whatever. So cool. We meet at Dunkin' Donuts. I thought we had a pretty good time. You know, the vibe was still there to me, but after that, it's been a month, and I have not heard boo from her back.
So that was it. And so you meet her in the grocery store.
Mm-hmm.
You have your predetermined Dunkin' Donuts safety date, and you feel like everything went well.
I thought so, you know.
I have figured it out. I know exactly what happened.
Okay, what happened?
Dylan's telling the story about how he met this woman at the grocery store. She's not real. That's never happened before.
There you go.
It never happens?
Right. He met an actual ghost, maybe a hologram.
Maybe it was a cardboard cutout of somebody like in the Kroger apron or something like that.
Right.
Well,
right.
Dylan,
that's what it was.
Maybe just smiling so much in the cardboard cutout. Yeah.
Dylan had a hallucination.
Yeah.
He had done some bath salts, thought he met this woman.
Mm-hmm.
She is real because we found her.
Mm-hmm.
So Dylan, Tina has agreed to come on with us and she wants to explain the story to us alone. But I will keep you on hold, and then I will bring you back, and you can react to the whole thing, okay?
Sounds fine. Thanks, guys.
Okay. We now go to our hallucination next on the K92 Morning Thang Ghost Hunters. What happened next?
The K92 Morning Thangs. Ghost Hunters.
No, I'm still not convinced it's a real person. Meet somebody in the grocery store.
I think she's real. I know she's real.
It's like a Lifetime Christmas movie right there.
Well, you know, Monica, no offense, I will not take your word for it. Tina, are you here? Are you real?
Hi.
Hi, okay, there.
There we go.
There she is. Yeah,
I've seen the movie Mannequin.
Uh-huh.
That's true. Like, they're real, and then they go back to being the mannequin.
Yeah, they take the necklace off and all that.
So maybe that's what it was. So did that really happen? You met a guy in the grocery store?
Actually, yes, it did happen.
Okay. And these are now what we have, two real people. Mm-hmm. So, yes, you meet this guy in the grocery store. He compliments your yoga pant, and we go from there.
Yeah, I wanted to play it safe. I wanted to just meet him at Dunkin' Donuts for coffee. And, you know, he was super cute. Like, I was definitely digging him. The problem was when we had the date, he's kind of a muscle head.
Okay.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So he brought his own protein powder to add to his coffee.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
And, like, at first I thought he had drugs on the table, for serious. Like,
okay, so all of a sudden you just see this powder, and it's a white powdery substance. Like, you're like,
he's a bold one.
What's going on here?
Like, I mean, who brings powder to, like, put in their coffee?
It's all about the gains, man.
Yeah. Muscle gains.
You've got to maximize, you know what I'm saying? Get your protein wherever you can.
It wasn't just that, though. Like, he, according to the girl at Dunkin', he has a girlfriend.
Oh.
But the powder first, okay?
Okay, he has a girlfriend. She knows how?
Yeah, she said to be cautious because he comes in on Sundays holding hands with a blonde chick.
Okay.
Huh.
And you are not that blonde chick.
No, I'm not.
No. So that was it for you.
Yeah, that's it. Mm-hmm. I just don't think we'd be a good match.
Okay.
You met him at the grocery store. So it's like,
yeah.
Okay.
He clearly has game, and he's a good looking guy.
Yeah.
Who's all about the getting his swole on. Mm-hmm. Also,
I get those numbers up.
You sound fun, but yeah, I would say if there was a warning of, hey, he's got a girlfriend,
I don't want to put too much energy into that.
Yeah, I'd be a little wary of that too. So thank you, Tina. We appreciate you coming on with us.
Yeah. No. Great chatting with you.
All right. And if you see a cute girl in the grocery store wearing them yoga pants, she may actually talk to you. Who knows? All right. Well, welcome Dylan back in. You've heard what went down. Your reaction?
I mean,
he's like, I'm gonna smash this phone.
look, as far as, like, being a musclehead or whatever, yeah, I imagine that contributed to making this, you know, unlikely story of actually getting somebody's number in the grocery store happen. I think no apologies for that. That's me. It matters to me to be in good shape and, you know, be healthy and look good and all that.
All right.
So yeah.
Okay.
You know, and you can't take a break from what's good to do when you're on a date or whatever. As far as a blonde girl, that's a friend of mine from church. I go to Elevation Church, and where if I go in there after services with my friend Bethany, we're probably holding hands like to pray.
Okay.
You know, it scares people away if you're like, oh, by the way, I love to go to church. Like, you want to end a date right away, just say that. You know, you got to make people like you before you start letting them know about that. So
okay.
You pray over your donuts.
That's not something
Dear
I
Lord.
Mention.
Okay,
Dear
so,
Lord,
so
this
you're
donut hole.
You're saying it's a misunderstanding.
Yeah.
Maybe y'all look good as a couple. I mean, uh-huh. If you're always holding hands with a random person.
Every Sunday. I mean, I gotta admit, if you're eating a powdered donut and y'all saying prayer over it, I wouldn't.
Hey,
be,
people
I
do that all the time.
Yeah.
Hey, and you know what?
You pray over your food.
They're
but,
excitedly tra-la-la-ing in from church.
I pray over my food. Yeah. But, you know.
You can't pray over a donut?
Do you pray?
I mean, I don't know.
You can. Hold hands.
Maybe the Dunkin' Donuts lady's picking up on some vibe that I'm missing, and I should pay attention.
Okay, so let me just be clear. Let me ask this question because it is kind of a misunderstanding, and you know, this is a third person saying, "Well, I saw in this." You say that this is not your girlfriend.
It's not.
Okay.
I mean, it doesn't sound like Dean is interested in me. Period. And honestly, protein powder aside, this leaves kind of a bad taste in my mouth at this point because she's, you know, talking about, oh, he's got. She just jumps to conclusions based on, you know, some stranger doesn't ask me about anything. It doesn't seem like there's much trust there, so, you know.
Okay.
Okay. We can. She seems cool. We can be independent people who don't talk anymore. That's fine.
All right.
The word you were looking for was strangers.
Yes, it was. Well, Dylan, we appreciate you coming
Thank
on with
you.
Us and sharing the story with us. And good luck with everything. And just remember, people are always watching you, even mm-hmm. when you don't know what's going on.
Boy, I tell you what, I thought it was just, you know, the Lord above, but okay.
Well, you know what? You know what we say is we're all God's children, so we're all God's spies, yes. All at the same time. You know what? I'm going to change it because usually be like, come on down. But I'm going to say, stay right there.
Yeah, just stay.
Yeah, just yell your answer. Put it right on a piece of paper and just hold it up.
You're the next long distance contestant on the Craigslist Price is Right. Hi, Monica.
Hey, what's going on?
Further away.
Yeah, I got to move on. Yep.
I'm going to send Monica out in the parking lot. She will be contestant number one. Your teammate, Monica, will be Mallory. Good morning.
Girl.
Hi, Mallory.
Good morning.
Okay,
good
morning. Mallory, you have chosen Monica. Why?
Because us women have to stick together.
Okay. Woo!
It's a legitimate question. Was my tone off? Why would you do such
fair
a
question?
Have
you
played this game before?
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
Fair. Well, we've played all the games enough that everybody's won.
Well,
true.
No.
At least
well,
once.
There's probably like a couple that haven't. Won.
You know, they always say you're only as good as your last game, and Antoine, you lost in the backwards game. So
that a lot of people disagree with. Just saying.
I don't remember any of those.
It was yeah. Antoine's mom.
Look at you living in the past.
She listens.
Look at him living in the past.
You just brought up the past when you brought up the game.
I don't know what you're talking about.
That makes no sense.
He's still talking about it.
What is wrong with Zach today?
Good morning, Justin.
Oh, good morning.
Justin, you're going to be Team Antoine. Are you sure?
Yeah, I'm positive.
Good, because you don't have a choice. I mean, it's going to be Antoine or nothing. So it'll be Justin and Antoine, Mallory and Monica. Monica, you will bid first in the game. These are things, real live things that are on the internets, and they're for sale. And these are all local, too. Trolling the internet. What is going on? The first one is coronavirus related.
Mm.
If you've been going to the store and you can't find any hand sanitizer, I can tell you it's because this guy has all of it.
Oh, he does.
Oh, yeah. It even said, can't find hand sanitizer. This guy is selling cases of Equate hand sanitizer.
Okay.
Coconut lime flavored, if that matters to you. And he says he has over 200 cases available. So again.
Oh, really? So you robbed a truck, dude.
He took a truck. He took a truck.
Yeah, this is the person who took all the hand sanitizer and is now trying to sell it on Craigslist. Huh. How much would you pay for one case?
One case.
So that gets you.
How many? Yeah.
20. And they're the little spray bottle-y things, okay?
So 20 of them.
Probably about, looking at the picture, I bet they're like 3-4 inches tall, that kind of thing.
He has how many cases? 200?
He has over 200 cases available, but I'm only asking how much would you pay for one case? Oh, look, also case deals on disinfectant wipes. This man.
I know. He's the one.
He is the one. So which.
Make me want to cuss.
Yeah, I know. It does. Well,
please don't.
I won't.
I'm glad we cleared that up. I won't. Okay.
Who is this dude? And we actually, you know what? You can trash him because I did say it's local. The closest one, this is Winston-Salem. So it's sort of local.
Yeah. Oh, okay, yeah.
So cuss him out all you want, okay. Monica.
All right, I'm locked.
Okay. I'm locked.
Antoine and Monica are locked. How much would you pay for a case of Equate Coconut Lime Hand Sanitizer, Monica Brooks?
A case, he's probably charging $155.
$155, ooh, okay.
I was thinking he'd probably only go around like $4 to $4. So that's at $75.10.
$75.10 here. Well, closest to the actual asking price of $30.
Thank you.
It's actually relatively affordable.
I know.
Yeah, because he has 200 cases, so he's trying to get rid of them.
Well, and clearly he did steal it, because otherwise.
I got to get rid of it real quick.
Right, because he's selling it on the cheap.
Just take it.
Right, I mean, where's
take
the
it, I get caught.
BOGO.
Okay, that is a point for Antoine in the game.
Yes.
Round one. Will he finally win a game?
Stop it.
Because the last time we played a game, he lost.
Stop living in the past.
Why are you talking about it still? I don't know why you're bringing it up. Listen, he's got a comment for
I'm being
everything.
Set up.
Okay. Round two. Craigslist Price is Right. How much would you pay for a bunch of balls?
Yeah. What kind of balls?
That's right.
That's a fair question.
Golf balls. Okay. As this person says, I have like 130 golf balls.
Like.
Name brands like Chop Flight, not range balls. Firm, cash only.
Cash only.
And how many am I purchasing?
Like 130.
Like?
Mm-hmm.
Then they just walking around taking just the lost balls.
There you go. There's your buckets of balls right there.
Okay. Right, their name brand, and they're not driving range, so they're the legit ones.
Right, so they don't have that stripe of shame painted across them. How much would you pay for 130 used golf balls?
All right, I'm going to do it. I'm going to go.
All right,
I'm locked.
Antoine, how much would you pay?
I would pay $98.06.
$98.06. Monica Brooks.
I'm going $65.01.
$65.01. Both of y'all are high again. $25. Monica Brooks.
Okay.
All right.
There you go. $25. Firm. Just remember.
They're firm.
Not an OBO.
They're firm balls.
Okay.
So we now move on to the third and final round. Antoine, will you collapse in this game?
I would not respond.
We shall find out right now. How much would you pay for a breast pump and breastfeeding accessories.
Oh, I've been set up here.
Okay.
Oh, this is a setup.
Used.
This is a setup.
How is this a setup?
Monica, never mind. Because it's too personal of a question. Never mind.
Monica did not, actually.
But she's...
Oh, I did try with both kids.
You did try.
Yes, I did.
So, there we go.
Well, it's a
I know how long it takes for people to go
but it was,
and not work and do it.
There's a lot of stuff here. So you have the Medela Pump In-Style Breast Pump. You have breastfeeding accessories and more.
Is that my Craigslist ad? No.
That's hilarious. There was seven bottles plus one plastic bottle holder. You get the soft shells.
Mm-hmm.
You get Medela Tender Care Lanolin.
Mm. None of these words make sense.
Clean wipes. There's wipes in there. Valuable.
I clean it.
Colostrum bottles, which I know, Antoine, you're a big fan of.
Yeah. No,
there's
no
all sorts of stuff. You've got your hot and cold bra inserts.
I have no clue.
Everything.
This is crap.
It actually comes with five.
Not the stuff.
36D nursing bras as well.
Oh, it comes with a bra.
Yeah. Well, you had an unfair advantage in the golf balls, and you ruined it. You
didn't play around. Golf.
You do sports.
I'm a 90-year-old man.
You do sports and balls golf. And things like that. You as a man should have had an advantage there, and you did not. So now it is your turn. How much would you pay for all of that stuff? There's nursing pads in there, too.
I need some of my past coworkers to text me right now.
Don't text him.
We should do it.
How much did you pay for all this stuff? Craigslist Price is Right.
I have no clue where to start with the number.
I'd start it with a number. Go ahead and do that. There's a little picture if you want to see all of the different stuff. That
means
in this
nothing
picture.
To me.
It's kind of hard to see.
Okay, I'm locked.
Okay,
I'm locked. What is the guess? I'll probably lose.
Lose right. Best.
It's been a long time.
Monica, what do you got?
I'm going with $135.
$135.
Okay, I don't feel as terrible.
Antonio.
$151.14.
$151.14.
I have no clue.
I am here to tell you that the asking price.
You got it.
Yeah, look at him playing all dumb. It's $150. He never.
Wow.
Acting all like he don't know how much breast pumps cost. Meanwhile, he's $1 away.
I just know I have to get in the schedule for like 30 and 45 minutes when one of my coworkers had to do it.
I see what this is. Antoine's been trolling the web for these accessories. Congratulations, Antoine.
Woo!
You are
so you won
the big
those
winner.
Tickets to see Impractical Jokers. You won it for Justin?
Yep.
Yes, Justin.
There you go. Yeah. Congratulations.
I won it on the breast pump, Justin.
I appreciate that, no doubt.
And just remember, air high fives all around. Actually, not even that, because it sends air in the direction. So, Justin and Antoine, go ahead and blink at each other right now.
I'm blinking.
There it is. Perfect.
I have
congratulatory blinks. If you're looking for a little break from the news, we have a picture of a dog dressed up for St. Patrick's Day on our Facebook page right now.
I like that.
I love that.
Uh-huh. And she's available for adoption, and she'll be in here in a few minutes, and we'll go Facebook Live to the doggy cam now. Hot list.
K92, Miss Monica's hot list.
Now we go back to the news.
Now
okay, so Tom Hanks and his wife, Rita, they both have... the corona.
They do.
They have the corona, but they're in Australia right now. And Tom, he did post on Instagram or something, and he said, yes, we've both been, you know, diagnosed with coronavirus.
It seems like they've got a mild
the proper
case
stuff,
and they're good. Tom and Rita's kid, Chet.
Yeah, I like Chet. I follow him on Instagram, so I got the notice from him that, you know.
I keep hearing about this Chet character. I've never actually seen a picture
Chet is
of
like
him.
He's kind of like a wankster. You know what he's saying?
All right. I have heard that before.
Yes, actually.
And I can, you know, and I can appreciate him though. I like his.
Yeah,
like
Chet's got a little bit of a rap career and all this stuff. And just okay. He's giving an update on everything.
Yeah, it's true. My parents got coronavirus. Crazy. They're both down in Australia right now because my dad was shooting a movie down there. But I just got off the phone with them. They both are fine. They're not even that sick. They're not worried about it. They're not tripping, but they're going through the necessary health precautions, obviously.
They're not tripping.
They're not tripping.
They ain't tripping
but
about it.
But I do like Chet.
And Monica,
that's
I have terrible news. I don't have the 50 Cent song Wanksta.
Wanksta. Yeah. Oh, bless his heart. But they are shutting down like a lot of talk shows. They're doing away with the in-studio audience. That's gone. Wendy Williams said, nope. After she said, yep, come on over. Nope. We changed her mind. Yeah, and so it's, I mean, stuff is happening.
I thought that was interesting with Wendy, because if there was going to be anything that caused a bunch of talk shows to say no audience and it was germ-related, I figured Wendy would be the first person to cancel.
Yeah.
And, of course, she comes out and says, well, you can still come see us.
She said, my tickets are free, and she was promoting her show and everything. And then the very next day,
nope.
We're not doing it today.
Never mind.
All right,
you may
well,
stare at me from the window.
This site, they're still operating. This is real stupid. So this is a quick story. All right, so there's a dating site.
Oh, I knew you would love this story.
Yeah,
this is
for
why
guys
I saved
with,
it for you.
Yes, that are small. Yeah. 5 inches or less, though. Yeah. So there's a site for you. Sign up.
Where do you find your stories?
Yeah, this was passed along from someone else.
I don't know what she's talking about. I have no idea what she's talking about. Monica found this all on her own, Antoine.
She's the
one to blame.
Oh,
if you're driving down the road and you're like, Corona, shoot, my pants. You know,
Wait, wow.
Then there's a site. This will brighten your day. There you go.
It's good, though, because, you know, they need love, too, and understanding. And then there are other women that that would be their preference. And so, you know, everybody wins, right?
I think we should just talk about something else.
I know.
It seems awfully defensive.
Let's go back to the news.
Let's go, let's go back to coronavirus, shall we? Come on, baby, and rescue me. Broadcasting live. Come on, baby, and rescue me. The airwaves and the interwaves. Is that what they are? The interwaves? I don't even know. Can't you see that I'm alone and rescue me? Good morning. We got dog up for adoption. Woo! We got Stephanie from the Franklin County Humane Society in the house.
Yeah, she's a sweet one, too.
You're talking about yourself or the dog that's available? We are broadcasting Facebook Live as well, so if you want to go to the doggy cam, though I do believe, Antoine, a lot of people just want to go to the see Monica's new haircut.
It's awesome.
It's a great cut.
Cam.
Yeah. Yes.
Monica's rocking the blonde.
Yeah, but it's about to pop today.
Can you, I know it's a stupid / ignorant question, but
gosh,
I'm going to ask anyway.
No. Nope. I wouldn't.
Because you've got the blonde hair going on. Is this yours? Is it not yours?
It's a mix of both. There you go.
Okay.
Uh-huh. There you go.
Yes. There you go.
That's all. No further questions.
Let's go to the pop.
Okay.
Go to the pop.
Fantastic. So it's all about the pup here, and you can go to the live doggy cam. We're on Facebook right now, so if you want to see it and everything. And we've got Nana's sort of like a senior dog here a little bit.
I know. I mean, she's only 8, but I guess for a bully breed, that's, you know, a little bit older. But she definitely has the disposition of an older dog.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. She's pretty chill.
And when we say bully breed, what is that?
Well, you know, a pit mix. Gotcha.
Oh, okay. I didn't know what that meant either, but that makes sense. Yeah.
So any of the bully breeds. But she's a little pit mix, and she's, you know, pretty petite.
Mm-hmm. She's stocky.
Yeah, she's stocky, but she's just super chill. So I think she would be a good dog for anybody who has a low-key lifestyle.
Oh, and she's wagging her tail on the doggy cam right now. This is good. These are the things we need in the world right now. We need adoptable love, tails wagging, dog adoptions, that kind of stuff.
And we definitely need her picture shared on Facebook with the big green bow. Are you kidding?
Yeah, that's what I said.
That's a cute picture.
Like, if you need a break from everything that's going on in the world, go see a dog dressed for St. Patrick's Day. Like, that's what you need.
Cute. I agree.
So on our Facebook page right now, you can do that. And if you could share that post, that would be fantastic because that's how we get these animals adopted. Nana's available at the Franklin County Humane Society. We have not talked on the radio because you were not here last week. Did y'all know?
I know.
Lila got adopted.
Yes, I knew this one.
Lila got adopted.
So today was my first time to go to the shelter without her there. And I'm so used to going in and seeing Lila and, you know, getting that fixed. So it's bittersweet, but I'm so excited. She's
That's
doing
awesome.
Really good.
That's great.
Yeah, she got a good family that really understands her, and so far, so good.
Yeah, Lila was one of our longer-standing Please Adopt This Dog members. A lot of times, they go in 2 seconds.
I know.
Yeah. And this one, it just took longer, but we knew that it was because she needed to find the right person.
Yeah, and I think she did.
And she finally found the right person. Yeah. So that was really the most important thing. So Lila got adopted. Thank you so much for continuing to spread the word and all that.
Absolutely.
Now it's Nana's turn,
sweet Nana.
And if nothing else, you can share a post of a dog dressed for St. Patrick's Day and fill up somebody's Facebook feed with that.
And we hate these little elder dogs, the elder bull, we call them. Like, staying in the shelter, you know?
Right.
Like, puppies are one thing, but, like, the older senior dogs, gosh, they really need to be in a home.
Exactly. Puppies are stupid. They don't know any better. This is their only life. Right. They're like,
exactly.
These dogs think, I have not been here for that long, and I'm over this. I don't know what's going on.
Not where I want to retire.
Yeah, so Nana is on Facebook. We got the live cam here for another minute or so, but then you can also share that post.
And we got Rodent Valley
Gives next week. Oh, okay.
So that's a big, big thing. I know I've said before, but it's worth repeating that it takes $85,000 a month to keep our doors open, which is so staggering.
And that's mostly because you guys sip champagne and use limousines.
It is. We want to continue that lifestyle. But early giving, I think, is open now. So, yeah, we would really appreciate your donation.
Can they do that on the website or the Facebook page? Yep. Or yes,
and
all
those? And you can go to rvgives.org and select your nonprofit as well.
Fantastic. So that'll be next week. If you want to pull together some pennies, or if you want to do it now, you can do the early giving. And it's the Franklin County Humane Society. You can see Nanny. You can adopt her as well. And we'll catch you next week for the Roanoke Valley Gives and
hopefully
everything.
So, yeah.
Major car theft ring busted because he just had to have his reward.
The K92 Morning Thing blows your mind.
Monica, you better watch out if you want your car theft ring to continue. You never know. It could be you. That's what I got right here.
All right. Well, I would like to know if you have good claw machine skills. If this claw machine would be enticing to you.
Oh, I saw that. I know the claw machine.
Oh, yeah.
It's the Corona claw machine, isn't it?
Is it what?
The Corona claw machine.
Oh, it's Corona? Yeah. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Okay, well, if you're heading to Miami, there's something you need to watch out for. I'm going to help you out.
Everything right now. Just to stay in your house.
Everything.
Major car theft ring busted because of blank. A, CVS bucks. B, Foot Locker rewards. Or C, gas points.
Well, it's A.
I'm going gas points.
A.
You're both wrong.
What?
That means you're wrong.
It was actually Foot Locker rewards.
Oh, Foot Locker.
I know. I wanted it to be the CVS bucks just to ride Monica for the fact that she loves to steal her mother's CVS bucks. But this dummy, 18-year-old dude, Jermaine Brown, he recently used a stolen credit card at Foot Locker.
Mm. Oh.
But also used his own Foot Locker rewards card because, you know, got to get the points.
Uh-huh.
And that allowed the cops to link him to the stolen credit card, which then they realized came from a stolen car. And then two other people who had stolen the car, this whole thing came together. They were stealing cars all over the place. All because he had to get his Foot Locker rewards.
Yeah. Well, shout out to, you know, companies and businesses that use the point system because it works.
Yeah, those points, those are very motivating.
I'm serious about my Starbucks points.
They're very motivating.
Jerry's really serious about Buffalo Wild Wing points.
Oh, is he now?
Oh, yes.
The blazing rewards,
I mean,
I got
it doesn't
those.
Matter if you say, oh, I'm heading over to Buffalo Wild Wings. Use my phone number.
All right,
and
now.
He will get his points.
Wow. Now, something that doesn't have points but is very enticing right now is this claw machine that I have that is in London. I think it's in London. Yes, it's in London. What's in the claw machine that's making people want to do it? Is it A, toilet paper,
mm-hmm.
B, Lysol wipes,
okay.
or C, mask?
I know the answer, so I will
mask
abstain.
Mask on. Mask on.
Yes. Is that what you want with future? Yes. That would be incorrect. It's
wrong.
Toilet paper.
Yeah.
And honestly, out of all those choices, toilet paper is the best. I think that would be the easiest
to
pick up. Yeah, if you can get that claw in when the toilet rings, toilet paper rings.
Yeah, it's kind of a funny idea since people are freaking out about all these different stuff and buying toilet paper. He took all the goofy prizes out of the claw machine and just put rolls of toilet paper in there.
Well, it'll work.
Yeah.
I mean, strip clubs, they're doing free mask and sanitizer. Certain strip clubs.
So really, you just want to go for the mask and the sanitizer?
Well, look, while I'm here.
Get this naked lady away from me. Gross.
I just want the sanitizer.
While
just
I'm here.
Lap dance? No.
Get out of here.
I just want some wipes. That's all I want, man.
Okay.
Come on. And don't forget, if you're playing that claw machine, use Monica's husband's points when
yes,
you go.
Yes, that's right. Got to get the points. All right, so if you plan on hanging out in Miami this weekend, you need to watch out for what? A?
Coronavirus.
Well, yeah, that.
Okay.
Screaming peacocks. B, huge spiders. C, mutated gerbils.
Screaming peacocks.
Yeah, if I know
what I'm going with.
I feel like it's a screaming peacock up in here.
Oh, have you heard about them? Yes.
No, I have never.
Okay, because they have a problem, and they said people are upset because there's so many peacocks in the neighborhood. So they're trying to rally up all the peacocks and move them somewhere else because they're screaming at you. They're walking across the street. They're messing up traffic.
So
there's that many peacocks in
Miami.
That's
funny.
Peacocks, I mean, they yell at you?
They
Is that
scream.
How this works?
They scream at you, and they won't move. And they take your time walking across. You know,
I have a friend that has a random peacock on her farm. It just showed up. Now she feeds it. Now it's her peacock.
It's from Miami.
Is that what happened?
Well, she lives in Northern Virginia.
Yeah,
but yeah.
That peacock.
It just randomly showed up. So now she feeds it and stays with her.
Are they nice? Are they mean? I had no idea.
I don't
idea.
Think they're nice.
They're not the most friendly.
No, they're not.
They're
and
not?
So and then they're taking over. Taking over Miami.
Anything that pretty is usually has a bad attitude.
Uh-huh. Yeah, that's
they're
what
sexy
it is.
Looking.
Yeah.
Hanging
exactly.
out in Miami.
This
you know,
is like
know.
Dating a 10. Everything looks good, and then you find out she's
they
a crazy
a lot
peacock
of
afterwards.
To
they
that
do.
Peacock, yeah.
I feel like if a peacock comes after you, can punch him in his little head. You know that?
No, you would think that about like a goose or something too, and that's not the case. They are.
Yeah, but they got thicker beaks and stuff. Peacocks all worried about their plume and whatever.
you're on your own on that one.
Hey, look at me.
A peacock coming here right now. I'm pushing you in front of it.
Yeah, one guy called the cops. He said the peacock pecked his car. Pecked the paint off his car.
Pecked the paint. The peacock pecked the paint off the car.
Yes. Peter Piper pecked the
paint. Peacock pecked the paint off the Pontiac. Can we do it that way? I'm just trying to see how many times we can say peacock in a 4-minute span. I believe the number is 1 million right now. So peacock, pecking the paint on the Pontiac. Yep.
The K92 Morning Thing. Hear more at K92Radio.com.